This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 23 for Wednesday, August 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are steady to higher on Wednesday morning, getting support from gains in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil. There is pressure from lower European rapeseed. The November canola contract is up 80 cents at $488.70 per ton. The January contract is up $1.50 at $496.30 per ton. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady at 76.07 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 75.93. Hot, dry weather is forecast to continue for most of the prairies. Daytime temperatures are expected to be in the high 20s to low 30s, but cooler in northern growing areas. Rain is not expected for most of the prairies for the next several days. The weekly crop report from Manitoba Agriculture says there is swathing of canola as well as pre-harvest spraying in the central and eastern regions. Elsewhere in the province, canola is podding and turning color. The combining of winter cereals is well over halfway complete, while that for spring cereals is underway. In the United States last night, former Vice President Joe Biden formally accepted the Democratic Party's nomination as their candidate for president. Biden is scheduled to address the party's convention on Thursday. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour pegs corn yields in Nebraska at more than 175 bushels per acre and the soybean pod count at nearly 1,300. In Indiana, the tour estimates corn yields at almost 180 bushels per acre and a bean pod count at more than 1,280. The tour is in western Iowa and Illinois today and then wrapping up tomorrow in Minnesota and other parts of Iowa. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a private sale today for 192,000 tons of soybeans to China. Delivery will be during the coming marketing year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Wednesday morning. The November soybean contract is up 4 cents at 9.17.5 per bushel. September soy oil is up 2/10 of a cent at 31.78 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is up 60 cents at 296.80 per hundredweight. Corn futures are steady Wednesday morning, with the December contract down a half cent at 3.41 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady, with the December contract up 1 cent at 276 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher Wednesday morning. Chicago December is up 5.5 cents at 523. Kansas City December is up 5 at 447. And Minneapolis December is up 4.5 at 525.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, August 19th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.